Okay, we begin a new perek. The perek is the 12th perek, Yud Beis, page 262. In the Feldheim, it is page 90, Sadi. And we begin a new perek. And that is how to acquire not being in denial. Denial, the last perek, basically is telling us that we don't even notice the things that we need to work on. And it's the longest perek in the Mesillas Yesharim. In my humble opinion, for me, I don't want to say hardest, but it's very challenging, but it's beautiful at the same time. This perek could be from the smallest perekim, maybe the smallest perek, and that is to acquire, and you'll see why I think it's very interesting that they go together. The longest perek and the way to acquire it is basically pretty simple. And here is set, and this is where the Ramchal says it so beautifully. Hine ha'emtzoi ha'amiti. Interesting that he says this. The true means, liknos hanakias. The true way, interesting that he says that. The true way to be naki and to live a new life is hasmadas hakriya b'divrei chachmeinu zal. It's beautiful. Consistent reminding yourself what Chazal tell us. Meaning if a person would learn Nikias every day and learn about Gezel and learn about Taiva and learn about Mammon and learn and just remind himself, then that's very powerful. In binyani halachas, binyani musarim, whether it's what's the halacha, people don't even know. Musar is what's life about. Kinei achar shekvar esametz eitzel adam. Once a person has come to know what's true, chayvas hanekiyas vatzarachba. Once a person realizes, wait one second. So maybe I do lie to myself. Maybe I'm in the dark. Once you realize that, achar shekvar hisigas yirzaz mashin sagam darakin yosu sagam misadiyim. Once I already know what I got to stay away from. What do I want to do? So now I know what I want to do. Now, right, Shabbos. I know I want to connect to Shabbos. Now, what is Shabbos? What are the halachas of Shabbos? What is Shabbos about? What's the deal with this? Then what? You start learning about it. The more you learn about something, the more you connect to it, the more you're aware of it, the more it brings you to where you want to go. So then, I can be careful, but if a person doesn't know, how's he going to know what to do? Yal Kain, Zakhtar Ramchal, Hine Tzarech Lo Bechrech Yediyas Halachas Haburiyam Ladasan V'Amizarechim Hagia. So a person wants to know what the branches of Hilcha Shabbos. If you look at the Hagdama to the Chavetz Chaim, Mishnah Brura, in Hilcha Shabbos. So what do we know about the Hilcha Shabbos? What do we know about Gezel? What do we know about Lashon Hara? People, right? We learn Hilchas Lashon Hara every day. I learn Hilchas Lashon Hara all the time. People don't scratch their heads. Oh, I didn't know that that's Lashon Hara. You don't even know. So you need to learn it to know it. Also, we forget. Beautiful language. To renew that which I already know. As I say in the Akdama, of course you love your wife. Of course you love your father. Of course you love your children. Of course you know that you're going to die. We all know we're going to die. We all know that life is fragile. We all know that things are whatever it is. But what we want to remind ourselves, that which we already know. Chen binyan amidus, when it comes to character traits. Everybody knows, kina, taiva, kavod. Everybody knows it doesn't make sense that I'm jealous. Everybody knows that it doesn't make sense that I run after my desires. Everybody knows, we all know it. Just when we're reminded of it, it strengthens us. L'kadmonim l'achronim, kipam ravus hafilach shikvadom batzmolios min abdakim anakim. As I said many times, right? Motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So knowing what your connection and what you want to do in life doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend this daily. one of my favorite lines, I have it underlined here. Ein adam noilad chacham. Nobody is born wise. V'efsher loiladas zakol. And it's impossible for you to get it all. It takes time. Ach, b'kriyas advarim, when you learn it and you read it, yes, orer it would awaken mashal. If it's my mashal, yes, come with chila. Feel mashal, yim to besvar matzvam. He'll start thinking about things. If you start talking about something, you start talking about, wait, is this the life I want to live? Is this lashon hara? Is this Shabbos? Is this Torah? Is this Hashem? And you start thinking about it, and suddenly you go to sleep and you scratch your head and you say, oh wow, am I thinking about these things? Ki biyosich lo ner al davar. Once your brain is awake to it, then you start processing, then you start thinking about things, then you start saying, oh, maybe that's what Hashem had in mind, oh, maybe that's the reason why I'm supposed to learn Torah, maybe one day I'm going to have to, you know, give a din v'cheshva, maybe one day when I'm not in this world anymore, what's going to be with my children, with my grandchildren, what's going to be with me, what's with my soul, what's going to be with everything. You start thinking about these things. V'amnam zakta Ramchal mafsida miyazayis yinayim kol mafsida aziris v'noiz v'olem chesra mekiyus b'yidiyas adirim v'zorim kol shakzafti. The same mafsida aziris. Anyone remember the mafsida aziris? There are three mafsida aziris. One of my favorite prakrim. Mafsida aziris are three. What is that? I'm just too busy. Right? I'm just too busy. Number two is leitzanis. We know what leitzanis is. Distractions, right? Oh, and there was seven people killed, blah, 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 and the Yankees beat the Mets, right? Whatever it is. And, oh, by the way, pass the ketchup. That's called, right? That's what happens. That's one of the reasons why we don't change our lives. And the third is hanging out with the wrong people. Because I can know what I want to do, but I'm not going to do it because of social, people are going to leave me socially. Those are the three reasons. So too, when it comes to Nikias, it's going to be the same thing. The reason I'm not going to change my life, clarify, learn these things, this, is because of those three things. Either I'm too busy living the life that I don't want to be living, either I'm distracted, and after these 7 minutes, we're only 7 minutes in, suddenly my brain goes elsewhere, or number three, I'm going to lose all my friends. Even though the Ramchal disproves all of those to a degree. And also knowing what's right and what's not right, he says in Halachas and Musar, Kfar Amuzal V'loi Amar Tz Chassid. If you don't know anything, you can't really know what to do because you don't know. You don't know what you're supposed to do. Ki Misha Adi Yevshilei L'Asayis. If I don't know what I'm supposed to do, how am I going to do it? Nasev and Ishma. Chen Amru Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. The reason we're supposed to learn is for one reason, to do. So the more I learn, the more I know what I'm supposed to do. 8 minutes, 17 seconds, less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.